All right. It's about 8:30 on a Friday. You know what that means. It is time to talk movies with Steph Curtis, our movie maven. She's going to tell us what to see or maybe not to see in the theaters this weekend.
Not to see.
Not to, just definitive not to see.
Let's just get it out.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about Pan. This is a big, big, expensive retelling of the Peter Pan myth. And in case you had ever wondered, where did Peter Pan come from? This is the attempt to answer that. But it's such a mess, Sean. It is Hugh Jackman plays the bad guy, Blackbeard, and then Hook and Peter are buddies, and it starts off in World War II London during the Blitz.
The first sign to me that this might have been a mess is I go, okay, we're talking about Pan. I better take a look at the trailer. The trailer still says summer 2015, even though we're well into October. And I go, wow, is Steph just kind of phoning in and picking something she saw in August? And I go, and look. But this had all sorts of problems rolling it out, right? Like they didn't have any of the stuff planned out right. Yeah. And you said it starts in London?
So it starts in London in World War II, and Peter is a orphan, and he doesn't know where he comes from. He's a baby that's left on the front doorstep of a nunnery. And then at some point, pirates come in, steal him away, and he gets whisked off into Neverland, and he enters into the magical realm. And the special effects are incredible. Like, if you just saw a couple scenes from it, you'd think, wow, it's beautiful looking. They make it look like Neverland is in it has these huge mines crawling with people. It's just a magical seeming world, but it doesn't ever get magical. There's some weird things like, at some point, like, I don't know if Hugh Jackman requested this. This is what this felt like to me. Like some weird request of a superstar. So Hugh Jackman's playing this pirate who is running these mines, and he's out in front of all his pirates and all the miners who are his slaves, and he starts singing Nirvana. It's just like, what? Why is he saying that? Why are we in World War II London? Why are we here? What is going on? Why are you playing Nirvana?
He sings Nirvana in World War II London.
Yeah. He sings Nirvana in Neverland. I mean, it makes no sense. Okay. The movie makes no sense. But I have to say that when I was telling my daughter today, she went with me to see it. She's nine. I went with her best friend, Joshua. And she said, what are you talking about today? And I said, I'm talking about Pan, the movie you saw last week. And she said, tell everybody it's awesome. So it's awesome.
There's some value for the little ones, but not safe for adult consumption.
If your child is old enough that you feel okay dropping them off at the movie theater, maybe that's an option, but don't put yourself through this thing.
Oh, not a good one.
Well, no.
It's a bummer because the Peter Pan story is a great one, but I guess they kind
of... I don't like the Peter Pan story, do you?
I like... Okay, are you ready? I was born in the 80s and...
Okay.
There was a forward-thinking high school, and I had a crush on the girl that played Peter Pan
at
Drury High School next door to where I grew up.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, so
and then
so
you're
now,
in love with the story
forever.
So was
it the story or the girl?
Put your hands together. It was wonderful. It sounded great. But now I don't want to besmirch this story that, Steph, maybe you don't like, but I do like. But this sounds
like
not a good part of the Peter Pan pantheon.
Peter Pan pantheon. Nice. I have never been a fan of the Peter Pan story. I don't know why. He's always creeped me out. Anyone who wants to stay young forever. When I was five, basically, I wanted to be a foreign correspondent. I wanted to be around the Algonquin round table. That's what I dreamed of. And a guy saying, like, I want to stay a kid forever. I'm like, you need therapy. There's something wrong with you. You creep me out, Peter Pan. So I was not the ideal audience for this movie.
So this is not good for the old at heart like Steph
Curtis. Exactly. I've always been old at heart.
But if you got young ones, it might be worth dropping off. So thanks for giving us the information what to not watch this weekend.
Thanks to Steph Curtis, the movie maven, which is supported by Theaters at Mall of America, presenting the Wes Craven Directors Series every Wednesday evening in October. This Wednesday, October 14th, will feature Shocker, No More, Mr. Nice Guy, theatersmoa.com for info. Thanks, Steph.